Karen Coleman on Dublin's News Talk 106 in association with the Achievers Group, recruiting success.
Yes, you're welcome back with myself, Brendan O'Brien, going back to the Africa issue. We've had quite a few texts on this. One says, until the developed nations help Africa, we will have to be swamped by refugees from Africa. That's from Tony. Well, now, any comments, to remind you again, you can call us on Low Call 1890 946 106 or text us on 086 6000 106. We're turning now to Iraq and the increasing optimism in President Bush's statements that his Middle East democratization process may be over the hump and working. This new optimism follows the generally successful elections on the 30th of January and a kind of bedding down of politics. There's even cautious talk from US military command that the insurgents' momentum may be waning, even while those insurgents successfully blow up oil pipelines and public places in the crucial battleground around Baghdad. If bargaining succeeds between the biggest political bloc, the United Alliance, primarily religious Shiites, and the Kurds in the north, seeking strong Kurdish autonomy, and if the rebellious Sunnis can be brought in, then maybe, just maybe, politics will win the day and Iraq will come out of this with a new constitution and a workable democracy. Those are the positives as I introduce my next guest, who's Kelly Doherty, founder of an organisation called Iraq Veterans Against the War. You're welcome, Kelly.
Good morning.
Now, you're in Ireland just for the week.
Yes, I've been here for about 5 days supporting peace activists who are calling for an end to the Irish government's use of Shannon Airport for munitions and troop movements to Iraq.
And is that your single focus in Ireland?
That is what I've come here to support, and I've been using my experience as an anti-war veteran in the United States to speak to the people here.
Okay, well, just from the start, you yourself, tell us about yourself, why you're in this.
Well, I was in the Army National Guard in the United States for 8 years and spent a year in Iraq, and after coming back met other Iraq war veterans who were against the war, and along with them co-founded this organization, Iraq Veterans Against the War, to be an anti-war veterans group and to offer support and a way to speak out for veterans and service members.
Right, well, now the simple question is, you served in Iraq for a year, you were part of the National Guard, which is really National Guard in America.
Yes.
You were trained to help defend and to deal with difficulties in America, not to serve overseas, is that right?
That's correct. The National Guard traditionally serves the state in times of national disaster and state crisis, and most units have not been deployed to a war zone since World War II, and really the focus and the mission of the National Guard is to stay at home, serve the community on a part-time basis.
Okay, but now, so you went out. Did you go out reluctantly, or were you supporting the war at that stage?
I was opposed to the war, but I felt a commitment to the fellow soldiers around me, and that's why I decided to go to Iraq.
Right, and your experience told you what?
My experience reaffirmed that the war was wrong, that the occupation was failed from the beginning. It was based on lies, and just getting to Iraq and seeing the complete poverty of the people and the destruction that they had suffered from our campaign, not only this war, but the sanctions and the previous war against them, and leaving almost a year later and seeing how little things had changed, and really many things had only worsened under our occupation. And as we can see, they continue to worsen and continue to be more violent.
Yeah, well, now, of course, obviously, President Bush will say, you know, you're going to have to take a very, very rough period in something like this in order to get out the other side. And as I said in the introduction, he is beginning to make positive noises that it's going to work, that it may work. Politics may bed down.
Right. And, you know, I feel that I cannot trust my president because he lied to the American people and to the world when he said that we needed to attack Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, which they never did, and that they had links to Al-Qaeda, which they didn't, and, you know, just putting this positive face while at the same time refusing to talk about the over 1,500 U.S. service members who have died, refuse to even acknowledge the tens of thousands of Iraqis who have died, and kind of delegating the violence and the chaos that's happening kind of to the back burner and saying, well, just because we had an election and, you know, that's a success. Well, as we can see, the election has not changed things in Iraq for the Iraqi people or for the U.S. troops. The violence continues to escalate and the chaos continues to grow.
Yes, of course. But on the other hand, there are two sides to the coin, and we can focus on the bad, and the bad is very bad, as you say. There's great insurgency. An awful lot of people are dying. The numbers are not being counted. The civilian dead are not being counted. All of that is terrible. And yet, President Bush and his commanders will say, it's getting better. It's not great. It may be terrible, but it's getting better, and there are signs that the new parliament will win the day.
Well, I, of course, am very skeptical. While I was in Iraq, many quote-unquote banner days, these days that were supposed to really change the situation, and, you know, first it was an end to major combat that George Bush announced when he was on the aircraft carrier. Well, we saw things deteriorate. Then it was the handing over of sovereignty, and then this was supposed to be the real point where things got better, and they didn't. And I think the reason is because the problem is the occupation, and a real positive change cannot be made, and Iraq cannot become a true democracy or function for themselves as long as we are remaining there as an occupying force.
Well, now, what exactly were you doing there, Kelly?
I was in a military police unit, and we escorted convoys, mainly fuel tankers of Halliburton, from Kuwait north, and also did patrols on the cities and the roadways.
And did you speak about the war to your colleagues out there?
I did, and the response was differing, and the feeling among my fellow soldiers was differing. At first, more people supported it. Then the longer we were there and the more the lies were exposed, people started to question why we were there. Some people agreed with me, and some people didn't.
And would this be open discussion or hidden discussion?
Well, I was open in my opposition to the war, although...
Well, when you were, I mean, you were an ordinary soldier, yes? You weren't an officer?
No, I was enlisted. I was a sergeant.
You were a sergeant? Okay.
Yes.
You were enlisted. Were you drafted?
No, the United States isn't having a draft. It's called a volunteer army, although what we're calling some of the tactics right now is a backdoor draft because they are keeping people beyond their contracts.
Okay, you were a sergeant out there and you were fighting for America. You were fighting out there, you were doing what you were told to do, but you were also saying you were against the war.
Yes.
Did this affect morale? I mean, were you allowed to do this within the confines of the troops, or did you have to speak slowly and quietly and with your hand over your mouth?
Well, the people in my unit knew how I felt, but when you're in Iraq, your main concern is doing your job and doing it safely so yourself and those around you can go back home, and that's really the main thing. So, you know, I didn't use my time in Iraq as a pulpit for me to go out there and tell everyone my views, because really my focus and everyone's focus is what's going on at home and how to get back home.
All right. Now, you got back home. You were out there for a year.
Yes.
Is that right? Now, did you then immediately set up this organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War?
I returned home in February of 2004, and in June of 2004 at the Veterans for Peace conference in Boston is where the organization Iraq Veterans Against the War was actually announced.
Now, at that stage, were you regarded as something of someone who was betraying the American forces overseas? Did you get a bad press? Did you get bad reception amongst your neighbors, that kind of thing?
Personally, all of the response I've got has been very positive. We have many people, military family members, veterans from other wars, and just citizens that are very supportive of us. Of course, everyone is not supportive of us, but you have to expect that. And I think overall we are getting a good response.
Okay, now what kind of response have you had in Ireland? You're here specifically to focus on the use of Shannon.
Correct. Right now, although Ireland is a quote-unquote neutral country, they do, I believe, participate in the war by allowing Shannon Air Base to be used for troop and ammunition movement and even prisoner movement, directed by the United States government. And it's my understanding that the majority of the Irish population is opposed to the war in Iraq. So far, I've gotten a very good response and met many very brave inspiring people while I've been here.
I suppose, though, it's gone off the headlines, hasn't it? It's not front page the way it used to be. It's gone back onto the lower back burner in a way, has it?
It has, and that's what myself and other peace activists are trying to do, is bring it more to the forefront and make people realize that, you know, that this is still going on and still really affecting people in a negative way.
So specifically, you're asking the Irish government to do what?
To stop using Shannon Air Base as a stopover and a refueling point for the US military.
Now, that call was made a long time ago by many people here. It hasn't happened, so presumably it isn't going to happen. Shannon is going to continue to be used.
Well, I think the peace movement here has had a positive impact because two of the three civilian aircraft companies have discontinued using Shannon Air Base as a stopover for their troop movements.
So you regard that as something of a success in that regard?
I think that was a success.
Okay, when are you going home, back?
I go home tomorrow.
Do you feel you've had a good trip?
I think I've had a really good time here and really met a lot of wonderful people.
Will you keep in touch on the Shannon issue, do you think?
Oh, I definitely plan to, and also to work back home to end the occupation and bring home our troops and help the Iraqis rebuild.
Okay, well, Kelly Doherty, founder of Iraq Veterans Against the War, thanks very much for coming into the studio. The best of luck on your journey home and whatever else you do there. We will be dealing with the Sunday newspapers after the news.
The Wide Angle with Karen Coleman on Dublin's News Talk 106 in association with the Achievers Group.